Hello, awesome people, and welcome to Unstoppable Woman, the podcast. It's your host, Crystal Clay, and I'm so glad that you decided to listen in today. First, I'd like to give a shout out to January. It's a brand new month, a brand new year, and I'm so glad to be sharing it with you. If you have not already downloaded Crystal Clay, the app, it's available in the App Store and in the Google Play Store. If you already downloaded it, I love you. Thank you so much. And I would really love if you would share it with somebody, because friends don't let friends stay stuck, right? Okay, so listen. By now, I'm sure that you've made your New Year's resolutions. New year, new you, right? Well, that's cool. A new year is a time of reset and a fresh start. So I'm definitely cool with that. What I want to do is I want to give you some tools on how you can stay unstoppable in this season. Okay. I sent a message through my app wishing everyone a happy new year. And I asked the question, how is this year going to be different? Because if we want something different, we're going to have to do something different, right? So because I'm so cool and I love you so much, I gave you the answer. This year is going to be different because our choices are going to be different. That's the answer. Now, it's easier said than done. But if you take a moment to assess where you are right now, you'll realize that the place that you are at this very moment is a product of the choices you made. Good or bad, it's a product of the choices that you made. If you have a degree right now, it's because you made the choice to go to school. You busted out, you put in the hours, you put in the work, you did the papers, you took the test, and you paid the money. Amen. But it's because you made the choice. If you have a great job right now, it's because you made the choice to put yourself out there, go on the interview, believe in yourself, believe that you could do it, put in the work, put in the hours. Life is a product of our choices. And if we look right now and we realize that we would rather be somewhere else or rather be doing something else or rather have something else, then we realize that we're going to have to make a different choice in order to get there. Our choices got us here and our choices are going to get us there. Where's there? Wherever we choose to be. If we choose to make the sacrifices, we'll get to where we want to be. And if we choose not to do that, then we'll find ourselves back somewhere that we don't want to be. So one thing I know is a lot of us need to do something different. We need to make our own well-being and our own peace top priority, because I realized that that is one of the things that really gets in our way, putting other things, other people ahead of what we really want, what our soul really needs, what we know we're supposed to do. We love everybody else. We love them. We go hard for everybody else. But what I find is that we normally give ourselves what's left over. And that's usually the bare minimum. Like sometimes we find ourselves even like running on fumes. But what if we did something different this year? What if we decided that our health, our well-being, our peace, our joy, what if we decided that that was worth making a top priority? What if all the compassion, all the understanding, all the patience, all the kind words that we give to everybody else in our life, every single day of our lives, what if we gave that to ourselves? Now, I know that somebody is saying, well, isn't that selfish? Nope, it's not selfish. Let me tell you something. In order to be an unstoppable woman, you have to realize that self-love is not selfish. Self-love is not selfish. You can't pour from an empty glass. Let me tell you something. You have nothing to gain by treating yourself like trash. I think I should repeat that for the people in the back. You have nothing to gain by treating yourself like trash. Boom, I said it. I said what I said. 2019, you have to finally tell yourself and believe it this time that you are worth more, that you matter. Your voice matters. Your time matters. Your feelings matter. And guess what? When you get you together, you will have enough left over to share. I'm going to say that again. When you get you together, you will have enough left over to share. You have to believe that your cup will run over. You got to believe it. Listen, it's already been running over, but we've had it backwards. We've been given what's in the cup. We've been given that away. And what ran over, that's what we've been given to ourselves. But I'm challenging you today to switch it up. Somebody should say switch it up. You got to switch it up. You got to keep what's in the cup because that's yours. And what's running over, that's what you give away. Keep what's in the cup. It's your cup, right? You worked hard for the cup. You've made sacrifices for the cup. You got to keep what's in the cup. You need it. You're not keeping what's in the cup because you're selfish. You're not keeping what's in the cup because you don't care about other people. You're keeping what's in the cup because you need it. And I promise you that when you begin to keep what's in your cup, there will be an overflow. There will be overflow because what's in the saucer is in the cup. So when you keep adding great things to your life, to your mind, to your body, to your spirit, to your soul, you're going to keep adding that. And then it's going to be an overflow and there will be enough. There will be enough overflow for friends, for family, for people that you meet. But if you don't keep what's in the cup, eventually there will be no cup. So listen, in this season, we about to switch it up. Hashtag switch it up. If you tag that, then I need you to tag me. Okay. Hashtag switch it up. Hashtag keep what's in your cup. Okay. Listen, we're making different choices this year because we do have a choice. We will no longer believe that we don't have a choice. We will no longer believe that we are victims of our circumstance. We will say, I have a choice. My choices got me in it and my choices will get me out of it. We're going to make good choices this year. We're going to choose to switch it up this year. Better choices, better lifestyle, unstoppable. So stay tuned. There's so much more coming. I need you to download the app. I need you to share it. I'll be sending updates soon. I want you to know I love you. Let's go from stuck to unstoppable together.